meditating out of shiur, the benefit of Nishmat, the soul of Rachel Gittel, Bat Ze'evol, Nishmat Rachel Gittel, Bat Ze'evol, the top shamanic in Israel. In Torah, Lamed Aleph, Rabbeinu is saying almost in the end, in the last paragraph of the Torah, Ve'zeh Perush. That's the explanation of the verse. Ve'atem tiyu li mamlechet kohanim. And you gonna be a kingship of kohanim. Haynu b'chinat ahava hakdosha hanakanal. That holy love. Ve'goy kadosh, in a holy nation. Haynu kodesh, a holy nation. Shu b'chinat nekuda. The holiness, it's an aspect of the dot. Uvav hu b'chinat lev kanal. And the letter of Vav is an aspect of the heart, like we learn. Al yedei ma tavo libchinat ahava velibchinat kodesh. Vav, by what you're going to achieve that aspect of love and that aspect of holiness, the letter Vav. Al yedei, by what it's written, Ele hadvarim asher tedaber al bnei Israel. Those words you're going to tell Am Israel. Ki Moshe, because Moshe hu nekuda klaliyut nishmot Israel, his general dot of the souls of Am Israel, shebatchila, in the beginning, tzrichin hakol, what?
Central point of Am Israel,
it doesn't mean in the center.
Yeah, but he's
trying to say that he is including all of the souls inside of him. How to say that?
Collective soul.
Of all of the souls of the Israel. That batchila, that in the beginning, tzrichin hakol lekabel manekuda klaliyut. Everyone should receive from him. From collective dot. And after that, צריך כל אחד ואחד, every one and one, should להאיר בחברו, illuminate in his friend, מהנקודה שיש בו, from the point that he's got in himself. It's very important. First of all, you should receive from your rabbi. You should receive from the righteous man. But after that, you should believe in yourself, that you have the power to illuminate also in other people. A man has to come to that point, that he realizes that he's got something inside of him that he can illuminate also. And not always to be humble, to say, no, it's all by the power of Arav, it's all Arav, 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 and this is it, and you're not exist. No. By the power of Arav, you're going to become to be a Rav also. Not that we need those names to be a Rav, but means that you're going to also be able to illuminate, to affect, to help, to support, to heal, to bring mamash salvations to other people. In the beginning, we should all receive from him. But after it, Rabbeinu is saying, everyone should illuminate in his friend from the point that he's got inside of himself. Vegam, and also, יוכל להאיר מיני ובה מהנקודה שבו. He's going to be able to illuminate into himself from that point. שהוא פי ידבר חוכמות, that it's his mouth that is talking wisdoms. להבב, to the letter vav. שהוא, that's what it's written, והגות ליבית הוא נור, the understandings of the heart. ואז, and then, נקרא גוי קדוש, it calls holy nation. היינו קודש vav, that holiness of the letter vav, that heart of the person. שהנקודה מאיר להבב, that the dot illuminates to the vav, that the mouth illuminates to his heart. ועל ידי זה, and by that, ואתם תהיו לי ממלכת כהנים, that you're going to become to be a kingship of Kohanim. Haynu ahava kedosha, holy love. All of the group are going to become to be slaves of Hashem, sons of Hashem, going to believe in Hashem. If I would be allowed to, if it was allowed for me to share with you, but it's not, so I cannot. So just try to understand. Because when you're gonna receive min kol hanekudot halalu, from all of those dots, from all of the people, from all of the souls, and min euve, and also from yourself, v'hen menekudot shebechol echad miYisrael, and from the dots that there is in all of Am Yisrael, hen mikuda klaliyut, and also from the righteous man, from the collective dot, shesham etzel kol hanekudot shorah ha'ava hakadosha, that over there in all of those hearts, of all of those people, there is that holy love that is atoned, right? Atoned. Hanikra Kohen, that is called Kohen, כמו שכתוב, like that is written, הנני נותן לו את בריתי שלום, here I'm giving to him my covenant that is peace, והנקודה הוא ברית שלום, and that point, that dot, is the covenant of peace, כמו שכתוב בעץ חיים, like that is written in the book that calls Tree of Life, שהאור החסד, that the light of kindness, נשאר ביסוד האצילות, stays in the foundation of אצילות. אצילות is the place that all holiness, all beauty comes down from that place. וכשמדבר עם חברו בעירת שמיים, and when the man is talking to his friend in עירת שמיים, how to get close to Hashem, מקבל הנקודה שבלב חברו בלי לבוש, you receive the dot from the heart of your friend with no coverings at all. What it means with no coverings at all? It means that when Hashem Yitbarach, when you're opening yourself to receive from your friend, you receive something that's going to be sometimes even higher, more pure, even than what that you can receive from the righteous man. Because the righteous man, when he's explaining to you something, he's dressing it in a certain covering that you're going to be able to understand what he's talking about. But your friend is just talking straight from the heart. And when he's talking straight from the heart, sometimes you can understand from him a lot more than you can understand from the righteous man, from the Rebbe. This is why we have here something very, very special, that I'm not a Rebbe. And the points that I understand from a Rav, I can share it with you as a friend that is sharing from the heart. And you can receive sometimes a lot of things that even people that understand Ivrit and can sit in the Shiurim of Arab and chase after him to Chulon and to Bat Yam and to Damesek, they cannot understand what Arab is talking about. Because they're not talking about it after with each other. And we are here talking and clarifying and understanding, and everyone with his experience and with his failures and with his effort in Avodat Hashem, we're talking straight, we're putting things on the table. We can understand a lot more than you can understand in a lecture that a Rav is giving examples and understandings covered with a lot of stories and tales. This is a merit that everyone should appreciate, should understand how lucky we are. Especially that a Rav told me that me and him, we are one. We're one inyan echad, anachnu inyan echad, he said. We're one thing, he said. So it's something that is very useful for each and every one of you to take advantage of what that we have here. Because we received a huge gift. And no one is promising to us that gift is going to be forever. And we all need to be strong, to pray, and to hold on strong as much as we can. What that we have, and to pray that it's going to grow, that it's going to succeed. If you would know how many wars there are, how many kitrugim, how much lashon hara, how many people are trying to break what the beautiful thing that we have here. And we just need to close our eyes and keep on walking, marching to Zion, not looking to the sides, not looking nowhere. We believe in Hashem, we're clarifying all of our thoughts with Arav. All of the things that we need to ask, we're asking Arav. We don't need to be worried about it. I'm not doing nothing without consulting Arav first. The Magid Mimezrich, he said, the Chozé Milublin, he said, I think it's the Chozé Milublin, he said, that even if your cow, she doesn't give enough milk, you should go to the Rebbe for that. You need to ask Arav, Arav, the cow is not bringing enough milk, what should I do? This is me. I'm going to Arav on everything. On everything. I'm afraid to move without him. I know my failures, I know my lackings, what I made when I tried to make things without him, without consulting him. I saw that, Baruch Hashem, I failed big time, few times Baruch Hashem. So I learned from that. Rav has got one thing in his life, that everyone that wants to do tshuva is going to be able to do that. That everyone is going to do tshuva. That we're going to provide the tools, the vessels, to everyone that wants to get closer to Hashem Yitzbarach. This is his will. He doesn't care about money, he doesn't care about honor, not that his name is going to be waved, that people are going to respect him, people are going to know him. He doesn't care. He's got a complete faith, and he's total humble, and he doesn't care about nothing. And we're trying to do that for the honor of Arav, for the honor of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The real righteous people, they don't care about themselves at all. They just care about us. They care about other people. They don't care even if you're Jewish, if you're a non-Jew, they don't care. They love everyone, every single soul they like, they want to help, they want to help, they want to give them everything. You can talk to Hashem, think about it. Rav Shalom is going to South Africa to give a class to 10,000 people over there. Rav, what are you doing? Wasting your time? No. If those people are going to talk to Hashem Yitzbarach for him, you revived him. You gave him power. And he's not thinking about converting them, that they're going to become to be Jews. He doesn't care. He wants people to talk to the Creator. He wants people to talk to Hashem. He wants people to have faith that people are going to know Hashem. And this is what that he cares about. If he would want to make money, he would be a billionaire, millionaire. You can never imagine how much money he had until today. He told me if it would be allowed for us to think about money, I would have more than 1,000 houses in Jerusalem city until today. Rav Shalom told me that. He said, but Rabbeinu is not allowing us to do business, to make money. So we're not thinking about money even. When I was working for him in something, he told me, you have to remind me that I'm going to pay you because I'm not thinking about money. It's so far from me, so you have to remind me that I'm going to give you, just remind me. I don't remember that I should pay. Because me, I was respecting him, and I wouldn't remind you, I wouldn't talk about it, and I was choking myself. And finally, I told Rav, I'm sorry, you owe me this and that. And I had to do rolling myself in snow before I could open my mouth to tell him what he owed me. He owed me. I tell you, how are you not embarrassed to tell him you owe me money, he gave you so much. But in the end, you need to pay rent, you need to pay, you need to buy things. So I went and I'm crawling, Rav, I'm sorry, but please, if I may, if you can, please. He told me, just, I don't remember, I'm so far from the issue of money. I don't remember, so remind me, Be'ezrat Hashem, Be'ezrat Hashem, please. And he gives whatever you need. So Rabbeinu is saying, when a man is talking to his friend in Yirat Shamayim, he received the point of his friend with no coverings at all. And sometimes he received that doubt from his friend by other things that he's talking to him. Because sometimes people can wake up to serve Hashem Yitzbarach מהנקודה של חברו, from the point of his friend, from the dot of his friend, על ידי שיחת חולין שמדברים עםו, by a regular conversation that you talk with him. He's telling you how it is for him when he's going to the supermarket, how it is for him when he's whatever regular things with his children, and you hear from that his righteousness. How much he cares about his wife, how much he cares about his children, how much he is Yirei Shamayim. And you receive that from him, and it's coming with no coverings at all. You receive from him huge light from your friend. And you were just talking about shopping, you were just talking about going to Uman, something that is not big now because you're at Hashem, let's talk about. It's hard for me to give you examples, Baruch Hashem, kol hayom yisichati. You're always talking in Avodat Hashem. What you have to talk about. Remember people that learned here in the yeshiva and they left, and one of them, he called me after 2 weeks and he told me, look, I left, can we stay friends? I told them, Chaver ani lechol asher ireucha. I'm a friend of everyone that have Yirat Hashem in their hearts. I want to be your friend, but what are we going to talk about? You're going to tell me about the gym, about the new work, the job that you have in bank discount. What are we going to talk? Let's talk. Let's try. No. You cannot talk with him. What are you going to talk to him? If he doesn't want to hear about Avodat Hashem, what do you have to share with him? What do you have to talk to him about? About what? About the news? All lies. It's all Lashon Hara. It's all lies. You want to contaminate your life. You want to contaminate your ears. What are you going to talk about? There is truth, that there is the Creator, there is Hashem in the world. On that we need to talk, on that we need to talk, on that we need to talk, until we're going to remember. And for you, you have that merit that you can understand that. Once in a while, when you hear a Rav Shalom in the classes, you can hear that Rav Shalom, he's very strong, he's very strict, he's going down deep, deep to those points. And I'm doing the same. Even though that I don't have his understanding, I don't have his heights that he's coming from, landing from the heights to give his shurim. But finally, we're talking on the same issues that Arav is talking about. I told once Arav, I told him, I heard few people that gave classes, students of Arav, going to give shurim. There is people of Arav that going and giving shurim in a lot of places, in Bate Knesset, Bate Midrashot, in houses, a lot of people. I told the Rav, I never heard someone that is talking like you, from all of your students. So he told me, my real students are talking only about faith. This is what the Rav Shalom said. My real students are talking only about faith. If you have something else to talk about, so do that in the phone. Don't do it now in the class, in the shiur. In the shiur, what do you have to talk about? Rav is bringing once in a while, and only in the last few years he started to give from Parashat Shavua. For years, on years, on years, he was talking only faith, 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 faith. And also now, he's just bringing some proofs because he's working on his books to write explanations on the Chumash, because that his mind is inside the Torah, so he brings examples from the Torah. But his heart asks him, Rav, what you have to say? He's going to tell you faith, 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 confidence, prayers. This is the product. This is what that we have to sell. We're not selling words. We're not selling Siddushet Torah. We're not selling Halachot. We're not. We are people that all of their lives for generations putting their mind into the books of Halachot. Baruch Hashem, it's their merit to keep on teaching Halachot. You cannot take the anhaga of teaching Halachot from the sons of Rabbi Ovadia Yosef. You cannot say, no, 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 this is it, Rabbi Ovadia passed away. It belongs to his children, this is it. You cannot take it from them. It's an inherited, they inherited, they received it. You cannot say nothing on the way of Limud HaGemara. You cannot come suddenly with Chidushim and to say, no, no, no. You don't learn any more Gemara by the Shita of the Litvi Shita, by all of those, the Slabotka Shita, the I don't even know the names. The Briskerov, the Shita. No. You cannot take it from them and say, no, no, no. The Breslevers, now we're going to teach you how to learn Torah. It's a joke. We cannot teach you. We never learned like that we should. Rabbeinu said, I want my students first to be Litvaks and then to be Hasidic Breslev. Rabbeinu said that. Rabbeinu said that. Because to learn how to learn Torah, you should learn from a Litvish Rebbe. What can you do? They gave everything that they had on Limud HaTorah and they bought it. And it's them. It belongs to them. You cannot take it from them. To learn shitot of halakha, you need to learn from someone that sacrificed himself through generations. To learn chassidut, you need to learn from chassidim. To learn faith, you can receive it from Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Faith, emunah, is coming down to the world by Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This is the gift of Rabbeinu. This is what the Rabbeinu is giving to us. He gives us faith. Faith in yourself, faith in Chachamim, faith in the Tzaddik, in the righteous man, faith in Borei Olam. He gives that to us. And this is what that we have. And no one can take it from us. No one that's going to start telling you, Ten Chiyuch, Ten Chiyuch, Ten Chiyuch. He's not going to have what that we have because that he started to say, Ten Chiyuch, Ten Chiyuch. Smile, smile, be happy, be happy, be happy. He can say be happy, but really, once I heard Rav Elchanan Elgod, that he asked the Rav, he told him, Rav, you know, I know hundreds of rabbis that are coming to talk to the Dati Leumi public, to the Kippah Sruga public in Eretz Yisrael. He said, and none of them is explaining to them that point of faith, bringing them to faith, like you. He told the Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom told him, because that I'm the only one that keeps those advice. Really, I live through those rules of faith. This is why words that comes out from the heart, penetrating into the heart, entering into the heart of the listener, of the one that accepts those words from you. If they read book of Rav and they now going to start explaining and going to read from that book, they will not going to be able to teach like the one that wrote that book. This is the difference between someone that, like Rabbeinu is writing, that received from the righteous man himself. If there is a class that someone is holding the book Garden of Peace and reading to you Garden of Peace, Garden of Peace, another part, if he is not living that, if he's in his house, he's not surrendering himself to Hashem Yitbarach in his house, you will not going to be able, the students will never going to grow. If you're teaching something, you have to live that. And if you don't live that, your students will never going to progress. The students, the sons of the children of the Noam Elimelech, they were learning for a certain rabbi. One day they stopped learning. They said, this is it, we're not learning. So the rabbi came to the Noam Elimelech and telling him, look, your children, they're not behaving, they're not listening, they're arguing. Told him, I want to ask you a question. Who was your rabbi? Told him, my rabbi was this and that. He told him, no, before, in the cheder. Who was your rabbi? He said, this rabbi and that rabbi. He told him, no, there was someone else over there. Tell me who was there. Until he told him someone that he was known as a horrible person. Mm-hmm. Told him, now I understand my children, why they don't want to hear from you. You yourself denying who that you are. You yourself is not doing tshuva. How you can teach people how to do tshuva? If you yourself, you're a liar. How you can teach people how to do tshuva? If you're a liar, you can teach someone to do tshuva. If your children are not behaving, can you punish your children? This is what the Rav is writing in all of his books. How can you rebuke your wife? How can you rebuke your children when you are not right, when you're not righteous? When you're contaminated, you can purify someone else. How can it be? It's not exist. This is the power of a rabbi, a Rav Shalom, and this is the power of the students of a Rav Shalom that is going in his path and teaching. To accept, you can accept only if it came out from the heart. If it haven't came out from the heart, you will not. I'm Israeli, not stupid. You're going to say, all right, nice words. And you're not going to come to that class again. When you feel that those words are life for you, lifeline for you, it means that they came out from the heart, from a broken heart, from a heart that is sacrificing himself day and night to serve Hashem Yitbarach. Day and night. Like Rav Shalom said, you think that if you remember me twice a day, so it means that you're connected to me? It's not. To be connected to the tzaddik, to the righteous man, it means to have him inside of your mind, inside, carved on your heart. That you and him are going to be unbreakable, cannot separate between you. Like Elisha and Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu Navi is saying to Elisha, don't walk with me anymore, don't come, it's not for you. Elisha is saying, I'm keep on walking with you no matter what. People are coming to him, telling him, your rabbi is going to die today. He's saying, I'm not listening to you, following him. And Eliyahu Navi in the next station is telling him, this is it, stop here, thank you very much, I need to continue alone. He's saying, I'm not leaving you. And he's keep on walking with him, walking and walking and walking. And he's not leaving his rabbi. He doesn't care. Look at Rav Shalom and Rav Berland. How many walls of iron they put between them. How much Lashon Hara. He is arguing with him. He doesn't care about him. He doesn't love him. He's all lies, all scams, all stories that they could invent, they told, they said. No, you heard Rav this, Rav that, Rav that. And one time, Rav Berland gave a shiur and he said, all of what that I'm doing it only for Shalom. For Shalom, my favorite student. This is the reason why I opened the yeshiva. This is why I'm doing everything for him, for Shalom. Ruin, removing all of the curtains in 1 second. In 1 second. Rabbi Natan said, even if Rabbeinu gonna hit me with a beam of wood, tell me go away from him, I'm gonna hide and I'm gonna be with him in Rosh Hashanah. Even if he's gonna command me, don't be here in Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Natan said, I'm gonna be there. I know better. If Rav Shalom is going to tell you, don't come to the yeshiva tomorrow, I don't want to see you anymore, the answer is, I'm going to come, and I don't have nowhere else to go, no matter what you're going to tell me. I'm not listening. I heard already the real truth of Arav. Arav's real truth is that Arav wants us to bring all of the world to do tshuva shlema. This is what Arav wants. Arav wants each and every one of us to be his students, to go, to open classes, to teach people, to convince people, to work on our midot, to smile to everyone, to open our hearts to everyone, to make hafatzah, to distribute that light in the world, to open the doors for everyone. Need to ask questions on someone that wants to join the yeshiva? First of all, ask questions on yourself if you're fit to stay in the yeshiva. Who are you to ask? What's your intentions? What's your will? What's your planning? Who am I to ask you if I don't know who I am? If I need still to do tshuva, can I have the ability to ask you what's your intentions? Why you came to the yeshiva? Who am I to ask you? If I see that you're hurting someone else, I'm going to push you out. No problems. It's my part. This is my obligation to build, strength the institutes, the yeshiva, to help people. If I'm going to see that you're causing a certain damage. But if you want to join, the doors are open. Doors are open. Who can ask? Who have the courage to ask someone on his intentions? If you're asking on someone on his intentions, they're going to ask on your intentions. What are you going to do when in heaven they're going to start questioning about you? What are you going to do if they're going to start questioning on you? You know on yourself that you're so holy? You know yourself that you don't want to be important, that you don't want to be rich, that you don't have all of those lolishma against the will of Hashem? You don't know. If you don't know, it means you're not going to the field. If you're going to the field, it means that you know. For sure you know. Everyone that is doing tshuva, he knows. He knows, ani nevela ani trefa. I'm a carcass, I'm tref. I know that. If I'm doing tshuva and I see that I'm ruining every shacharit, every mincha, every ma'ariv, I'm disrespecting the Torah Kedoshah every day, every time that I'm learning. I see that I dishonor HaKadosh Baruch Hu when I'm saying he's mentioning his name in all of the brachot that I'm blessing. If the Noam Elimelech could say on himself that he haven't kept no mitzvah until the age of 50, what can we say? If Rabbeinu HaKadosh in the end of his life, he asked, and Rabbi Natan almost fainted when he heard it. Rabbi Natan asked, how you become to be a Jew? Rabbeinu asked, how you become to be a Jew? The answer is yes. The answer is that we haven't started to serve Hashem Yitbarach at all, at all, at all. And it's about time that we're going to start worry about that. Kicking ourselves to the field, to go. You heard that already. This is it, and now you're allowed to... I read that book. You know Rav Shalomosh? Yes, I read Garden of Faith. Yeah. Uh-huh. Nice. And you're keeping it. The fact that you're born a Jew, it makes you to be a Jew. It makes you to be Oved Hashem. It makes you to serve Hashem. The fact that you're born as a Jew, that they circumcised you, it was against your will. They forced you. You don't have no merit on that at all. Adrabah, a man that converted and made circumcise himself and went in the age of 18, of 20, of 30, he's got a merit. Do you know that you would do that if you were born a Goy and I'm Jew? You know that you would also drag yourself to Judaism? To fight against a wall that is thick like the exile, to break that, to make a connection, to connect yourself to another nation? Do you know that you have those strength inside of yourself? You know that you're so honest? How we all got close to Hashem Yitbarach? Because we didn't have no other choice. Hashem closed all of the other doors for us. Threatened on us, put so many fears. Threat on us, this is it, no panasa, no money, your house is going to be ruined, your wife, she's going, this is it, they're going to take your children from you. Everyone, just like that, doing tshuva. Tell me another story, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to suspect you. I remember myself when I done tshuva, I started to grow my beard. Someone from school met me one day in the center of the city. She asked me, what happened? Your father died? Your mother, she died? What happened? They see you with a kippah on your head. It means your father died, chas shalom. Your mother died. Or else, what's going to bring you to Hashem Yitbarach? They're right. Only when you take the fish out from the tank, he can realize that there is water. There were water in the tank. Then he wants to go back. Hey, I need Hashem. What's going on? Where is Hashem?
A man that has got point of truth, he's taking that understanding to the field. Every day he's talking to himself and revealing back and clarifying to himself, who am I? I'm a liar, I'm a no'ef, ani shakran, ganav, ramai, chole ruach, chole nefesh, ka'asan, ratzchan. I'm a murderer, I'm a thief, I'm a liar. All of the bad things that you can say. This is my body. I have lust. I have desires. This is my prison and I'm in jail. What can I do? To lie? To who I'm going to lie? Dover shkarim lo ikonen neged enav. If I'm going to lie to Hashem, I will not ever going to be able to stand in front of Him. To be a man of truth is to admit, this is my body and I'm sick and I'm crazy. And I don't have no hope from the side of my body. But there is Hashem. And Hashem is kind. And Hashem, He loves me. With no connection to my body. Hashem loves my soul. And Hashem got rachmanut even on my body. Even though that I contaminated my body so many times. And even though that I ruined everything that you gave me. And I lost everything that you gave me. Still Hashem, you have hope. Still Hashem, you want me. Still Hashem, you give me, you're lengthening my life that I'm going to do tshuva. And you're giving me another opportunity to go to do tshuva today. To do tshuva. Chachmei Gemara told us that a man should do tshuva before that he's dying, and then they ask, how a man going to know when the day of his death, when the day that he's going to go back to heaven to do tshuva before? And they answered, you're never going to know. This is why you need to do tshuva every day. And how can you complete your tshuva in less than 1 hour every day? Tell me on that tshuva. Tell me, how can you confess on Shachrit that it's going to take you less than 5-10 minutes just to think on Shachrit before of even confessing? Can you confess on Korbanot? You know what it means, Korbanot? Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah, Psukei DeZimra, Brachot Kriyat Shema, Kriyat Shema. You know how to confess? You know how many Kavanot you should have in your mind when you're saying Kriyat Shema? We don't even know the halachot. We don't know on what to confess. You need to confess that you're an ignorant, that you don't know, that you're a boor. That you don't know even the ilchot filah. That you don't know even if you pray like you should, or maybe you haven't. You don't know. On the Shmona Esre, if you haven't had the right intention in the first 3 brachot, it's like you haven't prayed. If you lost one of the brachot in the middle, like you haven't prayed. If you haven't had the right intention in the last 3, like you haven't prayed. If you forgot one bracha, like you haven't prayed, it's halacha. There is a chance that we never made one shachrit, one shmona esre, ever in our lives. This is the truth. Simple words. I'm not talking kavanot arizal, kavanot arashash, all of those yichudim. I'm talking Hashem. Sfatai tiftach. You remembered Hashem? If you haven't remembered Hashem when you said Hashem, sfatai tiftach, you haven't prayed shachrit, you haven't prayed mincha. If you said Hashem and Hashem wasn't there for you, our path to get closer to Hashem Yitbarach is only through tshuva. Only through tshuva. En Am Yisrael nigalim ela b'tshuva. Am Yisrael will not going to be saved by no other way except of tshuva. And when they're doing tshuva, immediately they're going to be saved. Immediately. We just need to be strong to do tshuva. To do tshuva, to know who I am. I'm worthless. I'm a liar. I'm nothing. I'm contaminated. I'm bad. I'm evil. I have a physical body that is a snake that's contaminated from the contamination of the snake, Nachash HaKadmoni. And this is the body, this is the contamination. First of all, we had cloaks of light, now we have cloaks of skins. This is the meat, the flesh. This is the contamination, the physical body. This is the Gufa Metzora, contaminated in leprosy. This is the contamination, this is leprosy, this is Tzarat. I'm a Tzorah. I'm not allowed to be inside the camp. They have to push me, reject me out from the camp, to be outside of the camp, to purify me. That the Kohen going to see me and going to say on me, Ta'or, Ta'or, Ta'or. And then, hopefully, if I haven't lied in my confession to the Kohen, if I wasn't hiding, I'm going to be purified. I'm going to be purified. And the ones that are going to purify me, they're going to be contaminated also. In the ashes of Parah Adumah, that they've been contaminated how much the righteous people are suffering. They're being contaminated to purify us. All of their downs, all of their difficulties, all of those kshayim, difficulties that they have, suffering that they have, only to purify us, to help us. What we should do, only to say, thank you, Arav. Please, I want to listen to you. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the merit to listen to those words, to walk with them. If you're going to take words of one conversation that we talked until today, one of them, and you can grow and develop and to achieve things, you can cross the ocean, you can conquer all of the world with one conversation like we had today. One like those. One. Put it on your MP3 and hear it again and again and again and play it again and again and again and go to the field and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, where am I going to go to? I'm going to go out from the field. Where am I going to go to? To kill my wife again, to kill my children again, to destroy the world again, to contaminate everything that I'm touching again. I'm not going nowhere. I don't want to ruin anymore. I don't want. Why are you sending me, Hashem? Why are you taking me away? The Magid in Mezrich said that before that a man is saying a word in Shmona Esrei, every word in Shmona Esrei, before that he's saying that word, they're judging him in heaven if he's fit, worthy to say that word. If he is, he's going to pray that word with a complete intention. If not, they're going to reject him to the next one. If you find yourself Hashem, so that you start figuring out, then Baruch Adah Hashem, can I recover? No, I'm going to Yaakov. Means that they rejected you, kicked you out from Shmona Esrei. And you don't have the merit to pray Shmona Esrei. This is why you don't care about Shmona Esrei. Because they didn't woke you up to pray Shmona Esrei. If you don't want to live in Eretz Israel, if you live in somewhere else, it's not because that you like it in New Orleans, I don't know where. It's because that Hashem Yitbarach puked you. Eretz Israel puked you from Eretz Israel. Ka et agoy. She puked that nation that was contaminating the land. You with your arrogance. Suddenly you think, oh, maybe Washington, maybe I have so many options. I'm going to make money. Money. Because you're so wrapped and attached to money. This is the bait. This is how they're waving you, kicking you out from Eretz Israel. Go chase after money. Lust for women? No problem. Maybe I'm going to find my shidduch in Vancouver. And he's going. Maybe he's going to find his shidduch because he's so full with lust and desires. Like a torch. All of him flames of lust and desires, and suddenly he's got doubts on his face. Oh, you can keep on watching those classes from YouTube. What's the problem? You can be kosher through YouTube. Never heard that, I'm sorry. This is a chidush. Be kosher through YouTube. You don't see you wrong. Can't you see that you're wrong? And tamel on tahor lo yotze mitameh. Something pure cannot come from something that is impure. Cannot. Maybe for now they're feeding you with the loving kindness, Rachmanut, crazy Rachmanut of Hashem, that he's ignoring from everything, that he doesn't care about your avon. He's not counting. Hashem is saying in the last Haftarah, we saw that in the Haftarah of last week, that Hashem is promising, I'm erasing all of your avonot. Hashem is doing that because he's so merciful. This is East. He's erasing everything. Things that even tshuva cannot erase. Things that are even harder than tshuva to erase by them. If you're just going to say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach, Hashem is erasing them with that thanks. That you're admitting and you're saying, I'm not holy. Like we said last week, that Noam Elimelech said that they're going to ask him, if you learn Torah, he said, I never learned Torah. You prayed, he said, I never prayed in my life. You made kindness, never made nothing. I was doing it all for myself. They're going to tell him, because that you said the truth, you deserve to have a share in the world to come. Because of Midata Emet, because you said the truth, this is why you're going to have eternal life. Someone can say, I learned. Rabbi Yochanan said to us, that even if you learn Torah all of your life, don't count like that it belongs to you. Because for that you've been created. Borei Olam gave you memory. Borei Olam gave you wisdom. Chonen Ladam Da'at gave you that. Now you have that and you learn. He gave you time. If Hashem would want you to run in the streets to look for panasa in the garbage can, you're going to do that. Hashem gave you free time. Hashem gave you powers, gave you health, gave you support from your wife, gave you everything, support you to push you, to force you to sit here. If He would give you all of your lusts and desires before you made tshuva, you wouldn't come. Come on, admit. If He would give you all of the money that you wanted when you were young, if He would give you all of the women that you had the desire for them when you were young, if He would give you all of the success, the honor, the respect, you wouldn't come. You would never wake up. You're not such a man of truth to come. Kadosh Baruch Hu took everything for you and pushed you to the Beit Midrash, and now you want to be a Talmid Chacham, you want a cloak of Rabbanan, to be a rabbi, to be I don't know what. Who are you? Each and every one of us, we're filthy, we're contaminated. Yedechem damim aleihu, hands full of blood. Moshe Rabbeinu's hands full of faith, our hands full of blood. Full of blood, full of blood, full of blood, full of blood. You can feel that in the morning, that you can feel your pulse in your hands. You don't know what to do with yourself until you do Tilat Yadayim. Why you feel that? Because your hands are full with blood. Because you're contaminated. You contaminated your actions. You thought that this is belong to me, that this is mine, and you're taking it. You're all physical. And that physical side of you, this is the contamination of the snake. This is the leprosy from the Nachash HaKadmoni. A man should know his nature. This is me. Nothing gonna change it. And not my pathetic prayers. Half an hour on one issue and this is it. And he thinks soon he's gonna be Mashiach Tzidkenu. Who are you? You were contaminating yourself hours on hours on hours on hours in clubs, in discotheques, with alcohol, with drugs, with women, chasing after money, chasing after nonsense, opening your eyes in front of that crazy television, another movie, another craziness, another filth, another contamination, swallowing in conversation and talking and showing off. For years you were contaminating yourself. Now you want, with those pathetic 30 minutes a day, to purify yourself. It's good. It's a lifeline. It's a bridge. Someone sacrificed himself now, and he's lying on top of hell, receiving all of those flames that comes down from hell into his guts, into his eyes, into his heart. Rav Shalom told us, if you're going to distribute Uda Fatsa, all of your bad eyesights are on me. He took it on his back. Rav Shalom said that. If you're going to do a Fatsa, it's all on me, all on my back. They're taking it all of themselves. And now you feel, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's nice, warm. It's warm because someone else is sacrificing himself instead of you. Someone else is being slaughtered in his house for you. Someone else is being slaughtered in the field for you. Someone else is being slaughtered on Limud HaTorah just for you. You know how much a Rav wants to sit and learn Torah. You know how which heart, pure heart he's got, how much he wants to sit and learn Torah. And he doesn't have the time. He needs to go to the field. He needs to do tshuva. For who? For you, for me, for us, for them, for the ones that haven't heard about us before until now, today yet. To open another path, to break another wall, to open another door. That we're going to have the ability to hold on into the small difficulties of tshuva, and already we're whining and complaining and oh, what's going on? For so many years I'm trying and it's so hard. Let's be strong. Let's be men. Let's be men, really. Let's be strong. Let's decide from now on, this is it. I'm serving Hashem, not for money, not for honor, not for respect, not for success, for nothing. I want to learn Torah because I want to work on my attributes. I want to guard my eyes because I don't want to be no'ef. I don't want to look at things that not belongs to me. Because the point of truth, this is why I'm guarding my eyes, because I know that when I'm opening my eyes, I become to be the most dangerous person in the world. And who knows where my eyes can take me. If the eyes of Shimshon HaGibor failed him, that he could be Mashiach in his generation, they failed him. They poked his eyes. You know what's supposed to happen with your eyes if they poked Shimshon HaGibor's eyes because he looked one time on Dlila and he liked her, and on that he'd been punished that they poked his eyes. You know what's supposed to happen to your eyes? It's written in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Reshit Chokhmah, that on every eyesight, bad eyesight, they're gonna take the eyeball, they're gonna take a huge hammer, iron hammer, and gonna crush it, and it's gonna spread to four wings of the land, and then they're gonna collect it and gonna tell him this is one. Second one, bang. And they're going to collect it from the four wings of earth and going to bring it back together. Going to tell him this is two. Rav Shalom said, even if you saw a woman that she's 100 years old, you're going to be punished on that bad eyesight. What are we going to do? Except of begging and begging. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, make me straight. Make me kosher. Make me healthy. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, have mercy on me. I know that I'm nothing. I know, I admit, I surrender, I know. Don't let me lie myself, don't let me cheat myself. Let me remember exactly who I am every moment of my life. To remember that I'm dangerous. To remember that I have a contaminated body. And with that humility, I'm going to always ask for Hashem. Please Hashem help me. Please Hashem save me. I know the danger. I'm aware to the danger. Please, Ribono Shel Olam, make me happy, make me healthy, make me succeed doing good things, not to ruin nothing. And then you're going to come home humble. You're going to come to the Beit Midrash humble, that you know that you can ruin a lot more than you can achieve, that you can succeed. And you're going to be careful, respecting your wife, honoring her, understand her greatness. How much she is great, how much she is good, how much Hashem is kind, that she bears you, that she can accept to live with you, a wild beast in the same house. Really, it's the truth. Who we think we are? Who we think we are? And I'm apologizing. And I love you all.